in thinking about the design of this study and the whole issue of where we move now in terms of HER2-positive disease, I'm sure the topic of lapatinib came up. Can you talk about what your take was on those data and how that factored into your discussions?
Well, the lapatinib data is certainly exciting data. Lapatinib, as we all know, is a small molecule receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor of HER1 and HER2. We have a phase 3 trial in the refractory metastatic breast cancer setting that was presented at the 2006 American Society of Clinical Oncology meetings by Chuck Geyer on behalf of an international consortium of colleagues. This trial randomized patients who had had progression of disease on a trastuzumab-based regimen to receive either capecitabine alone, the FDA standard in an anthracycline taxane refractory population, or to receive capecitabine plus lapatinib. The results of this trial as presented were strikingly positive in terms of the primary endpoint of progression-free survival, with, in essence, a doubling of progression-free survival for patients receiving the combination. To date, there's not yet been an overall survival advantage in that population, and that may require some further maturation of data to see if that advantage will occur. But this is certainly a strikingly interesting drug. And based upon this trial and based upon previous phase 1 and phase 2 work done at a number of institutions, lapatinib certainly is a legitimate contender both in the metastatic and in the adjuvant setting for further clinical trials, trying to push it, if you will, higher up the food chain to try and improve the curability of HER2-positive breast cancer. I view this as a very exciting approach. The Breast Cancer Intergroup, again, in collaboration with colleagues in the Breast International Group, are in the process of designing a large adjuvant trial for HER2-positive patients that would look at the role of lapatinib in patients treated with trastuzumab. So this is certainly a drug that we have a great deal of interest in. We view it as another way of tackling the problem of HER2 and don't view either bevacizumab or lapatinib as the only way of tackling resistance to trastuzumab.